This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado could be in a bind when it comes to redrawing congressional boundaries this year because of delays at the Census Bureau. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The population data is expected to arrive after Colorado's own deadline in September for new maps to be completed has already come and gone. The state constitution allows the redistricting commissions to set new deadlines, but it's not clear how the required 21 public hearings and other logistical challenges will be resolved. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's U.S. Attorney Jason Dunn tells CPR News he's resigning. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
The lead federal prosecutors in the states are presidential appointments, and it was expected that Dunn, who was appointed by President Trump, would announce his resignation once President Biden was inaugurated. He plans to leave at the end of the month. Dunn says he's proud of his record in taking on gun crime, gang violence, and drug trafficking. Dunn says he was gratified when he broke up gangs in Pueblo and a drug ring in Montrose. Dunn says he also leaves proud of the work his office did on domestic terrorism, including preventing the bombing of a synagogue in Colorado Springs. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Authorities in Florida are investigating the death of former NFL wide receiver Vincent Jackson, a native of Colorado Springs. Police say Jackson was found dead Monday in a hotel near Tampa. Jackson played college football at the University of Northern Colorado and in the NFL with San Diego and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is CPR News.